but you know me well. I've seen you, little Stephen and Joanna, around the back of my hotel. Oh yeah. Someone said you was asking after me, but I know you're best as a blagger. I said, tell me your name, is this sweet? She said, my boy is Dagger. Oh yeah. Give me gear, thank you dear, bring your sister over here, let her dance with me just for the hell of it. Well, you must be a boy with bones like that, she said you got me wrong. I would have sold them to you if I could, I just have kept the last of my clothes on. Oh yeah. Call me up, take me down with you when you go. I could be your regular bell. And I'll see dance for little Stephen and Joanna around the back of my hotel. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was bold, she was over the worst of it. Give me a kiss, thank you dear, bring your sister over here, let her dance with me just for the hell of it. Just keep telling me, I believe that when you dance and slowly stuck in your
Hello and welcome into another edition of Marauders Baseball on the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network. Your voice of the Marauders, Ben Pokorny, with you here for night 2 of 6 in Dunedin. The Baby Buckos claiming last night's game by 3-1 scoreline, in which the boys in black and gold left the drama very late in a game that would go their way in the end. The Blue Jays enter this one at 7-9, Bradenton at 11-5. The Marauders, first place in the Florida State League West Division. Dunedin sit in fourth place, 4 games off of Bradenton. For the Marauders tonight, looking to make it 3 consecutive victories, they lead off the game with Jesus Castillo, plays at second base, and Manuel Torero, the hero of yesterday's game, bats second, plays in left. Rudolfo Nolasco makes his first start defensively after DHing yesterday. He starts in right field and bats third. Tris Gonzalez maintains his post in the cleanup spot. He starts in center. Javier Rivas jumps up one to the 5 spot in the lineup. He'll start at short. Mojica bats sixth and plays third. Howery Custodio DHs and hits seventh. Giovanni Planchart catches and bats eighth. And Nick Cimillo returns to the starting lineup. He plays at first and rounds out the Marauder batting order. The starting pitcher tonight for Dunedin is not going to provide any relief to the pitcher's duel that we saw yesterday. It's Mitch White, a right-hander drafted in the second round in 2016 by the Los Angeles Dodgers, pitched 2020-2021 with LA, through 46 innings for the Dodgers in 2021. 3.66 ERA, was sent over to Toronto midway through the season last year in 43 innings with the Toronto Blue Jays in 2022. White posted an 0-5 record in 8 starts. 43 innings pitched, was 0-for-1 in save opportunities, gave up 37 earned runs, 59 hits, had a 31-16 K to walk ratio, opponents batting 321 against him. So a major league rehabber going to face the lineup of Castillo, Torero, Nolasco, Gonzalez, Rivas, Mojica, Custodio, Planchart, and Cimillo. Defensively, Dunedin go with Hernandez behind home plate, his first appearance of the series. Williams stays at first. Pinto remains in his post at second base. Tommen plays it short after moving over from third last night. Del Rosario at third for Dunedin. Santiago, De La Rosa, and Robertis left to right in the outfield grass for the Blue Jays. Marauders sporting their Black Road alternate jerseys. Black numbers outlined in gold cursive, B on the left breast of the uniform. Gray road pants with yellow and black striping going down the side. For the Blue Jays, they dress as the Toronto Blue Jays, everything except for their hats that feature a D overlaid on the Blue Jay logo instead of just the J itself. The only thing differentiating themselves from the Toronto Blue Jays' usual home uniforms, white jerseys, blue numbers, Blue Jays written across the chest. And as I mentioned, the blue caps with the Blue Jay logo with a D in big block letter to denote the single-A ball club versus the Major League outfit. But the starter and the man warming up now will be wearing that Major League uniform and hat very soon after he finishes up this rehab assignment here in Dunedin. The Marauders on a two-game winning streak coming into this one. They have won 9 of their last 10 contests, 4 of their last 5. And will look to continue their good fortunes and hopefully find a little bit more offense than last night's game. Only 4 hits combined between the two teams in the first 8 innings of play before Castillo and Torero both picked up hits, and Torero's being the deciding 3-run blast in the 9th inning. Castillo into the batter's box. White, the big league rehabber, set first pitch of the ballgame on its way. Bunt showed, Castillo pulls back. ABS reads that one as a ball outside. And we are underway here tonight at TD Ballpark at 6:30 on the button. No breeze. White's 1-0. Chopper towards second. Pinto sets his feet, fields, and throws to first in plenty of time for out number one. Seems like Jesus got jammed by an inner half breaking ball. Got on top of it down near the handle of the bat and forced himself into a routine ground up. Brings up Emmanuel Torero. Leads the team with a .364 average, 14 RBI. Also puts him atop this Marauder ball club. First pitch Torero sees is an elevated fastball. He fouls it off back behind home plate for strike one. Torero in yesterday's ballgame was 2-for-4 with a double and a 3-run home run. White set. He rocks and fires the 0-1. Torero takes a fastball way up and outside, a ball, and the count even at 1 apiece. Nate Hall, the home plate umpire, relaying the calls of the automatic balls and strike system tonight. Nobuyuki Yasuda on the bases. The 1-1. Torero way late at a high fastball with the swing and a miss for strike two. The second big league rehabber we've seen in a Marauders game this year. First was Kent Emmanuel, who pitched in the Lakeland series. The 1-2 pitch to Torero. He takes, fastball misses about 3 or 4 inches off the outer half of the plate. A ball in the count, even up at a pair apiece. Torero with the OBP north of 460 through the first 15 games. White set the 2-2 pitch with one away to Torero. Breaking ball just misses up and away. Catcher Hernandez holds it there for a long while. There's no framing to be done, though, with the automatic balls and strikes system in place. Top of the first, no score, full count, and one away. White's offering to Emmanuel Torero. Fastball spoiled off to the backstop. We'll do it again. Torero just caught a piece of the elevated heater up and away to stay alive. That's been the theme of Torero's at-bats this season, has been able to work deep into a lot of counts that he's faced. As with the case last night with his 3-run blast, White set another 3-2 pitch to Torero. Fastball called, strike three. Torero goes down looking for the second out of this top half of the first.
Right fielder, number 51, Rodolfo Nolasco.
That's been an issue we've seen with this Bradenton team. Not so much striking out a lot, but striking out looking far more often than you'd like to see. Nolasco to the plate was 1-for-4 in his debut last night on the campaign. He drives a first pitch fastball to left center field. That one touches down. It's racing towards the gap. Nolasco turns on the Jets. He wants a pair of bases. The throw into the cutoff man is over his head. bounces into the second baseman Pinto and sliding in feet first with a two-out double is Rodolfo Nolasco. Center fielder De La Rosa must have thought that ball was not hit as hard as it was. He jogged over to it a little bit lazily and then realized it was destined for the gap, turned the jets on. Nolasco got a great read on it and was thinking too when he left the batter's box. Tres Gonzalez up now, 360 hitter, with an RBI opportunity here in the top of the first. Nolasco leads off second with two away. First pitch to Tres. Fastball rides the outer half of the plate, called a strike in the count 0-1. Tress grounded out twice, struck out once, and was walked in yesterday night's contest. Marauders on-base percentage leader, the 0-1. Tress takes, well-located changeup, just misses off the low-and-away corner for ball one to even up the count. Marauders have already matched their hit total for the first seven innings of yesterday's game here in the top of the first. Big league rehabber Mitch White comes set, checks Nolasco. The 1-1 to Gonzalez. Breaking ball misses in the dirt while blocked by the catcher Hernandez. Nolasco doesn't move up on the missed delivery. Taken by Gonzalez, a ball in the count, 2-1. Two men down in the inning. Rivas waits on deck for Bradenton. Nolasco not being held on at second. White comes set and eyes down the runner. The 2-1. Tress takes. Fastball just misses up and away. A ball in the count. 3-1 now. Hitter friendly count to the Marauders cleanup man, Tress Gonzalez. White looks in for the signs from Hernandez. Nods at the signal thrown up and comes set. Here's the 3-1. Tress bounces one up the middle. They had the shift played, but it's off the glove of the shortstop, Tommen, and into center field. Coming around to score on the air is Nolasco. Tress Gonzalez reaches first safely, and it's 1-0 Bradenton. A routine chopper right at the second base bag. The shortstop, Tommen, was standing no more than 3 feet away from it, shifted up the middle with Gonzalez at the plate. Just straight up muffed it off the end of his glove. It ends up rolling into shallow center and giving Nolasco plenty of time to score and give the Marauders the 1-0 lead. Gonzalez leads off first. Rivas to the batter's box now. Two down in the inning. First pitch to Rivas is rocketed back towards the press box. Catches the very top wire of the netting and falls back down to the diamond for strike one. A one count, two away. Big league rehabber Mitch White trying to get out of this first with only one run surrendered. Next pitch, Rivas seizes a breaking ball. Well thrown on the inner half. Hobbies jammed and fouls it off for strike two. It will not be an earned run charged against Mitch White. On the air by Tommen. No balls, two strikes, two outs in the top of the first. Marauders already out to a 1-0 advantage. Gonzalez, the base runner on first. Here's the 0-2 to Javi Rivas. Check swing and a miss. Strike three. Umpire says he goes around. And that'll end the top half. But the Marauders pick up a first inning tally off a air on a ground ball by the second baseman, Tucker Tommen. And we go to the home half. Bradenton up by a tally when we come back on the Marauders Radio Network.
Marauders fans, join us at Lecom Park on Friday, May 12th to celebrate Women in Sports Night as your Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30. Get your tickets today at BradentonMarauders.com to help us celebrate the many outstanding women that make up a huge part of the world of sports.
Boot, scoot, and boogie to the ballpark on Saturday, August 19th as your Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Bring your Ariats and Stetsons and join us for a night celebrating the greatest music in our amazing agriculture industry in Southwest Florida. Get your tickets for Country and Agriculture Night now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join the Bradenton Marauders on Friday, June 9th as we celebrate Faith and Family Night at Lecom Park. The Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays at 6:30. Come be a part of an evening celebrating you and your loved ones at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
únete a nosotros para celebrar Copa de la Diversión at Lecon Park. The Bradenton Barbanegras are back this year as we celebrate Hispanic heritage. Join us to see the Barbanegras take the field on April 23rd, June 17th, and July 15th. Get your tickets today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back here on the Marauders Radio Network for the bottom half of the first, Ben Picorni with you. As always, Owen Kellington gets the starting duties tonight for Bradenton, making his first start of the season. The righty, who has worked exclusively out of the bullpen, an 8 2/3 pitch this season, has recorded a 3.12 ERA, striking out 11, walking 4. Opponents batting 143 against him, was a fourth-round pick in 2021 out of high school from Montpelier, Vermont. In 2022, tossed 10 innings in the Complex League, posted an 11.7 ERA. Struck out 15, walked 9, has been a really, really reliable long relief pitcher out of the Marauders bullpen on several occasions this season. Now getting bumped up to a starter spot here tonight in game 2 of this 6-game stretch. And a pitch clock violation called against Owen Kellington before he even set foot on the rubber. And the count begins 1-0. So before the batter even stepped in the box, Kellington hit with a pitch clock violation. He fires a fastball up in the zone. It's fouled off to the backstop by Pinto for strike one. That makes the count 1-1 with only one pitch thrown. Pinto, batting average leader for the Blue Jays at .257. Another elevated fastball from Kellington, misses by about an inch or two above the K-zone. Two balls and a strike to count. Pinto accounted for two of the three hits in the game yesterday for the Blue Jays. 2-1 pitch, a breaking ball from Kellington that stays upstairs and misses for ball three. Pinto singled twice, walked, laid down a sacrifice bunt in the game. Kellington's 3-1 pitch. Fastball driven to left center field. That one's going to touch down in front of Terrero. Leadoff single to start the home first for Adrian Pinto. And he sticks to his good form at the plate with the bat in hand. Moves us to the two spot in Glenn Santiago. In limited appearances this season, 4 for 12 at the plate. 3 RBI, does have a triple on his batting line. 328 to the poles in left and right here at TD Ballpark, 400 to dead center. First pitch breaking ball from Kellington to Santiago, just misses outside for ball one. As the same with Rogers Center up in Toronto. Blue Jays spring training home with the distances in meters written below the feet in center field. Next pitch, a burning fastball in the inner half of the plate. Cut at and missed by Santiago for strike one. 121.9 meters out to dead center. Kellington set, ball and a strike with a man on first, nobody out in the home first. Fires a pickoff throw there, diving back to the bag safely is Pinto. Pinto stole a base in last night's contest when reaching in the first inning off of a infield single. Is fifth in the Florida State League with 6 stolen bases this season. Kellington set the 1-1. Fastball well located, low and in. Called a ball, though, by ABS in the count, 2-1. Kellington not with any wild misses in the 5 balls that he's thrown. Check that 4. One was an automatic tally. The 2-1. Elevated fastball fouled off, rattling off the press box. Rusin back down into the seats. Fans scrambling for the souvenir. Goes down to strike number 2. 2-2 the count to Santiago. Kellington hunting a swing and a miss in the first out of this home first. Rodder right-hander comes set. Time is called, though, by the batter Santiago. Takes the helmet off, wipes some sweat off the brow, now digs back in. Pitch clock rolls. Kellington comes set. Cimillo holding the runner Pinto on first. He takes off. Breaking ball misses. Throw down a second from Planchard is not nearly in time. Santiago was almost sliding past the bag by the time the ball got there. Stolen base number one of the night, number seven of the season for Adrian Pinto in the tying run into scoring position now for the Blue Jays. Ball on the pitch and the count full now to Santiago. Kellington set, checks the runner. Here's the 3-2. Driven foul on the right side. Up and over the Blue Jays' home dugout on the first base side. And the count holds at 3-2. We'll do it again. Pitch number seven of the at-bat upcoming. Kellington comes set. Runner on second. 3-2 home. Breaking ball misses way upstairs. Ball four. A full count walk earned by Santiago, and there's men on first and second with still no outs here in the home half of the first for the Blue Jays. Brings up Tucker Thoman, batting 196 this season. Believe it or not, that is the third highest in this Blue Jays lineup. Thoman, the switch hitter, batting from the left side, facing the righty Kellington. Owen comes set, checks second. First pitch fastball driven deep to center field. Going back to the warning track on it is Tres Gonzalez. He'll make the grab. Tagging from second is Pinto. He'll advance to third safely with plenty of time. There's one down. And a productive out off the bat of Tucker Thoman moves the tying run into scoring position. Santiago stays put on first, and there's men on the corners with one away now for Peyton Williams, the cleanup man. Williams batting .120 on the season, 4 RBI, was 0 for 4 in yesterday's game. A lot of 0 for lines for both ball clubs last night. Men on the corners with one away, Kellington in his first start of the season. Trying to pitch out of a first inning jam is breaking ball offering. The first of the at-bat to Williams misses way upstairs for ball one. Cimillo holds the runner Santiago to the bag at first. Kellington's 1-0. Fastball in the dirt. Great block by Giovanni Planchard. Dives to his right. Makes a kick save at that one to keep it in front of him. Runners stay where they are. Ball in the count 2-0. Kellington in a spot of bother here in the bottom of the first. Marauders do have a 1-0 lead. Kellington trying to keep it that way. The 2-0. Breaking ball. Misses low. Williams thought about taking a hack at it. Lays off in the count. 3 balls and no strikes now. The Blue Jays cleanup man. Kellington set. Here's the 3-0. Fastball. Misses low for ball four, and the bases walked loaded here in the bottom half of the first for Dunedin. That'll draw a mound visit from Marauders pitching coach Matt Ford, joined by the Marauders infielders and the pitcher, catcher battery of Kellington and Giovanni Planchard. Kellington used to inheriting tough situations out of the bullpen. Finds himself in one here now, this time in the first inning of the contest. Well, we have a moment defensively for Bradenton. The lineup goes Cimillo at first, Castillo at second. Rivas at short, Mojica with a post at third. Torero, Gonzalez, and Nolasco left to right in the outfield. Grass with Planchard catching once again as Wyatt Hendry remains on the IL for concussion protocol.
Catcher, number 30, Sammy Hernandez.
Brings up the five-spot man, and the catcher, Sammy Hernandez. Second highest average on the team with a .214 mark. Among qualified hitters, I might add. One home run and one RBI on the season. Bases loaded. And one out here in the home first. Kellington trying to pitch out of trouble. First pitch to Hernandez. Fastball up and in. Great pitch. Waved at and missed for strike one. Kellington's fastball in the 90 to 93 range. Also features a curveball, changeup, and slider. The righty set. Here's the 0-1. Another fastball this time. It's bounced foul on the third base side for strike two. Kellington a swing and a miss away from a crucial second out in the form of a punch out that would keep the runners at bay. Thomas Harrington out of the Marauders dugout to pick up that foul ball. Cimillo and Mojica playing in at the corners. Kellington set the 0-2 with one away to Hernandez. Swing and a miss, strike three. Beautiful 12-6 breaking ball has Hernandez way out in front of it for a big second out in the inning and Kellington's first punch out of the night. Brings in Robert Robertus, batting .158 with four RBI this season, left-handed hitter. Trying to get at least one out of the situation for the Blue Jays. He cuts and misses that outer half fastball for strike one. Robertus in last night's game was 1-for-4, struck out three times, doubled, and picked up a sac fly RBI. Bases full of Blue Jays. Kellington's 0-1. Breaking ball flipped foul up above the Marauder dugout on the third base side for strike two. Kellington worked himself into this jam with bases loaded and just one away. Now a swing and a miss away from hanging a goose egg on the board and pitching out of trouble. Young righty comes set. 0-2, 2-away, bases loaded in the home first. The pitch. Breaking ball just misses low. Planchy wanted that one. Call the ball in the count, 1-2. Great idea from Kellington, who knows by just looking at the stat sheet that this Blue Jays team not the most talented so far this season or performing at the level you'd expect with the bat in hand. The 1-2. Check swing. Appeal. Home plate umpire won't even make the appeal. Now does. And field umpire Nobuyuki Yasuda says, no, he did not. Ball in the count, 2-2. Pitch just missed the high and away corner. Deuces wild with the bases loaded. Kellington set the 2-2 with two away. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Big fist bump from Kellington on the mound. He's fired up and pitches out of the bases loaded jam to hold the Jays scoreless in the first. We head to the second inning. Bradenton 1, Dunedin nothing. The score when we come back on the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network. Back here on the Marauders Radio Network for the top half of the second inning at TD Ballpark. 1-0 Bradenton the score. Picked up a run off an error in the first inning. Now they start with the 6, 7, and 8 spots with Alexander Mojica in the batter's box. First pitch from White. Breaking ball misses on the inner half. Mojica backs out of the way of it. Count 1-0. Mojica enters with a .293 batting mark. One home run, 8 runs batted in. The big league rehabber White rocks and fires the 1-0. Mojica drives it high in the sky, but that one will stay in the ballpark and in the infield at that. Williams settles under it, and the catch made for the first out. Moves us along in the order to the DH, Howry Custodio. Howry batting .250 this year. Has one home run, 6 RBI. On base percentage of .371. First pitch to him from White. Breaking ball. Hung over a meaty part of the plate and taken by Custodio for strike one. White rocks and fires the 0-1 now. Another breaking ball, this time shot up the middle off the foot of the pitcher, scooped up by the third baseman and thrown to first, not in time. Del Rosario, the third baseman, thought he had custodio at first. It'll be scored a base hit for Howry. He grounded one right back up the middle off the foot of the pitcher, a kick to the left side of the infield. Third baseman Del Rosario charged it, made a great glove pick, transferred quickly and threw to first, but declared not in time by Nobuyoka Yasuda. And to be honest, I think Howry got away with one there. First pitch to Planchard is driven deep to right center field. That one back, it's going to drop in the gap and one hop to the wall. Custodio heading for third. On second is Planchard. Breaks put on by Omania. A one-out double for Giovanni Planchard. He picks up his second extra base hit of the season. Marauders catcher with a 119 average. Finds a stroke there on a breaking ball in the outer half of the plate. Great piece of hitting. Stayed through it. Took it where it was pitched and watched it one hop off the high wall and right here at TD Ballpark. Custodio up to third. And Planchi on second after the double. Huge RBI spot here for Nick Cimillo. Infield comes in for Dunedin. 200 average for Cimillo on the season. First pitch breaking ball to him. Misses up above the hands. A hair inside as well for ball one. Pitcher White making his first start off the injured list. Expected to be back up in Toronto shortly, the 1-0. Cimillo takes a breaking ball. Thought about pulling the trigger, laid off of it. It's called a strike in the count, even at one apiece. Custodio, the runner on third. Giovanni Planchard on second. Chance for Cimillo to double his RBI total of the season. White set the 1-1 pitch. Taken, called strike two. Cimillo doesn't like it, but finds himself down in the count now. Castillo at the top of the order waits on deck for the Marauders. Infielders back off in the two-strike count. White set the 1-2 pitch to Cimillo. Breaking ball hit hard toward short. Runner coming home. Throw to the plate is in time to get Custodio. For out number two, the infield in shift pays dividends there for the Blue Jays, and they prevent the run from coming in to score. But that's something I really like out of Nick Cimillo, and something that we've kind of lacked at points in this season for Bradenton is runners in scoring position with less than two outs, guys going down looking or striking out, swinging at balls in the dirt. Cimillo there just chokes up and puts a ball in play, at least gives Custodio a chance to score on it. Castillo up now, takes a shoulder-high fastball for ball one. First and second now stand the base runners after Custodio is thrown out at the plate. Ball and no strikes with two outs. Top of the second, Marauders up 1-0. As White'll step off the rubber and re-engage quickly. As the signs from Hernandez come set, checks Planchi on second. The 1-0 pitch. Castillo drives one deep to center field. That one, though, will not have the legs to get out of here. Center fielder De La Rosa makes the one-handed squeeze for out number three. The Marauders threaten after a single from Custodio and double flip from Planchard, but they strand a pair of base runners as we end this top half of the second. 1-0 Bradenton the score. We'll be right back for the home half of this second inning when we come back on the Marauders Radio Network.
What's better than a man's best friend and the best hard seltzer in the world? Both at a baseball game. Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw, is back at Lecom Park this season. Fans 21 and up can enjoy special deals on White Claws with their four-legged friend alongside them on April 21st, May 26th, June 16th, July 21st, and August 18th. Fresh water and relief areas for your pets will be available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, May 27th at Lecom Park as we salute our country's amazing servicemen and women on Military Appreciation Night. Your Marauders will take the diamond against the Clearwater Threshers at 6:30 wearing patriotic-themed jerseys. The night will be capped off with a fireworks display presented by Budweiser. Active service members and veterans will receive a free ticket with discounted tickets offered for family members. Head to BradentonMarauders.com to get your tickets today.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live. the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Back here for the bottom half of the second on the Marauders Radio Network. Ben Picorni with you. 1-0. Baby Bucks in the lead. Owen Kellington out to start his second inning of work, through 24 pitches in the first. Got two huge bases loaded punch outs to escape the frame scoreless. He starts 7-8-9 in the order with Roque Salinas at the plate. Left-handed hitter takes a high and away fastball for ball one. Salinas a 133 average this season. Three RBI to his name. Kellington's 1-0. Fastball well located. Hard hit line drive. Leaping grab by Javier Rivas. It's short and there's one away. Rivas channels his inner Michael Jordan there. Helps to have a shortstop that's 6'6 when those line drives are belted about 8 feet off the ground, and Rivas made a great play on it to set down Salinas. Del Rosario up now, takes a high and tight breaking ball for ball one. Angel De Rosario, batting 250 in four games, takes a big cut and a miss at a breaking ball below the zone for strike one. Kellington has drawn a lot of whiffs from Blue Jay hitters with that deuce low in the zone. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. There it is again, the Uncle Charlie for strike two. Kellington hunting punch out number three of the night. Middle infielders back on the grass for Bradenton. Kellington rocks and fires home. Swing and a miss, strike three, elevated fastball. Draws a wild wave and a miss from Del Rosario for out number two. Third punch out and eight batters face for Kellington. And up steps the nine-spot man Marcos De La Rosa. Just a 100 batting average for him, no RBI, no home runs. First pitch to the nine-spot hitter. Driven into right field, that one a little sinking fly ball. Laying out and not making the grab is Nolasco. It touches down just in front of his diving effort. A two-out knock for De La Rosa. Keeps the inning alive for the Blue Jays and flips it back to the top of the order in the hot bat of Adrian Pinto. Pinto singled in the first, stole a base, and eventually made his way up to third, but was stranded there. And the bases loaded jam. Two away and a man on. First pitch to Pinto from Kellington. We'll have to wait. Owen with a long pause, then fired a pickoff throw to the bag at first, diving back safely without too much worry as De La Rosa still being held on by Cimillo. Kellington peeks over the shoulder at the base runner, comes set. Now the first offering to Pinto. Fastball right down the middle. Backing away from the delivery was Pinto. It's strike one. Kept the bat on the shoulders all the way in. Might have seen the best pitch he'll get to take a whack at all AB. Kellington set the 0-1. Runner goes for second. Throw down from Planchart is not in time, and that one bounces into center field. The runner, though, deked out by a great fake from Jesus Castillo. Give De La Rosa the stolen base, but Jesus held the glove on the runner as if he had it in his webbing. Gave Tres Gonzalez enough time to charge in from center field and pick up the wild throw down to second. A strike on the pitch, 0-2 the count. Kellington a swing and a miss from ending the frame, the pitch. Line drive, sinking into center field. That one touches down in front of Gonzalez. Being sent to the plate is De La Rosa trying to advance to second. Is Pinto, he'll get there standing up. Ball gets away. He tries to go to third now, and he's caught up in a pickle. Kellington throws it to third. Mojica chasing the runner down. Pinto tries to pull the deke move and does. The throw, though, to Kellington at third, and they'll get the runner out to end the inning. The run comes in to score. It's an RBI double for Adrian Pinto, and we're tied at one apiece after a pair of innings played here at TD Ballpark. We'll be right back for the start of the third on the Marauders Radio Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Take me out to the ball game. Swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing. Swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing, yeah. Strike one. Hey, baby, do you come here often?
Strike two.
Hey, baby, now watch your sign. Next in line. Swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing. Swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing. Yow.
Back here for the top half of the third on the Marauders Radio Network. Ben Picorni with you. 1-1 the score between the Blue Jays and your baby Buncos. 2-3-4 leading off the frame. And Manuel Torero in the batter's box for Bradenton. First pitch to him, and Manuel squares to bunt, but pulls back as the fastball delivery is wildly off the strike zone for ball one. Corner infielders will cheat a few steps in towards home plate now after the bunt showed by Torero. Here's the 1-0 pitch from White. And Manuel takes another high and away fastball, and the count 2-0. White comes set, 2 balls and no strikes to Torero leading off the third, the pitch. Fastball low and in, fouled off back towards the catcher for strike one. Two balls and a strike to Torero, struck out in a 7-pitch battle his first time up facing White. And Manuel, the hero of last night's game with his 3-run blast in the top of the ninth, that stole the win for Bradenton. White shakes off the first sign, now comes home with the 2-1 pitch. Torero chops one hard towards second, high bouncing ball, fielded though by Pinto, weak throw to first, barely gets Torero for out number one.
Right fielder.
Almost a little lollipop rainbow toss to first from Pinto. Maybe a bit too nonchalant with the fire to the bag there as Torero looked like he had a chance to beat it out. They'll bring Rodolfo Nolasco to the plate with one away. Nolasco doubled in the first inning, came around to score on the air. First pitch breaking ball nails the bottom third of the strike zone, taken by Nolasco. The count 0-1. Tres Gonzalez on deck for Bradenton. White working quickly, rocks and fires the 0-1 pitch. Nolasco takes breaking ball in the same spot, called strike again in the count 0-2 quickly. Nolasco seems a bit sheepish to swing at that low breaking ball. See what White goes to here, the 0-2 pitch. Fastball in the dirt this time, and Nolasco watches that one kick up some dust for ball one. 1-2 the count. One away here in the top of the third, base is empty. Game all square at one apiece. White with a fresh baseball on the mound, glove resting in front of his face, steps and fires the 1-2 home. Breaking ball spoiled away, foul and out of play behind the backstop. And Nolasco will see another 1-2 pitch here. I don't think there's a team in all of minor league baseball that I can pick out of the top of my head that more emulates their big league ball club with uniforms than these Blue Jays. The 1-2. Nolasco drives one deep to left field, but it's going to stay in the yard. Just caught it off the end of the bat. making the grab on the warning track for out number two is Santiago.
Center fielder, number 27, Tres Gonzalez.
Brings up the cleanup spot of Tres Gonzalez. Tres reached on an error in the first inning. An error that would allow Nolasco to come around and score the first run of the ball game. Tress riding a 11-game on-base streak here into tonight's contest. First pitch to him. Breaking ball, well located, low and away, taken for a called strike in the count, 0-1. Tress has had his frustrations with the automatic balls and strikes and the challenge system this season. Digs into the batter's box once more after calling time. Here's the 0-1 pitch with two away to Gonzalez. Fastball well located, taken the other way by Tress. Shading into the left field corner is the outfielder Santiago, and he makes the comfortable catch for the third out. Marauders set down in order in the top of the third. We head to the home half, still tied at one when we come back on the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, May 27th at Leacon Park as we salute our country's amazing servicemen and women on Military Appreciation Night. Your Marauders will take the diamond against the Clearwater Threshers at 6:30 wearing patriotic-themed jerseys. The night will be capped off with a fireworks display presented by Budweiser. Active service members and veterans will receive a free ticket with discounted tickets offered for family members. Head to BradentonMarauders.com to get your tickets today.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, July 14th for Nine Devils Tribute Night at Leacon Park. The Marauders will wear Nine Devils-themed jerseys to honor the Negro League pioneers of baseball in Bradenton that were a part of the game's great history that paved the way for Black and African American players in the game of baseball. Get your tickets to Nine Devils Night at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, mark your calendars for Marauders Thirsty Thursdays. On April 20th, May 11th and 25th, June 8th, 15th and 29th, as well as July 20th, August 3rd, 17th and 31st. Thirsty Thursdays will feature discounted alcohol prices for all fans, 21 and over, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Get your tickets today for Marauders Thirsty Thursday at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back here on the Marauders Radio Network for the bottom half of the third inning at TD Ballpark. 1-1, the score between the Marauders and the Blue Jays. The Jays with 2-3-4 set to appear at the plate in this inning. Kellington out for another frame on the hill. Glenn Santiago leading off the inning. Walked in a 7-pitch battle back in the first. He drives a first-pitch fastball from Kellington deep into left center field gap. Terrero and Gonzalez both racing after it, making the catch and crashing into the padded wall in left center is Terrero for out number one. Got a great read off that fly ball. Hit all of 390 feet, but needed 10 more to clear the yard. And there's one away. Brings up the three-spot man Tucker Tommen. He squares to bunt, but lays one down in foul territory back behind home plate for strike one. Tommen batting just 192 through 15 games this season. Kellington set. Well, he could playing in at the corner on third, the 0-1. Fastball misses upstairs from Kellington, and the count even at one apiece. Pirates and Dodgers at the big league level tied up at zero in the bottom of the third at PNC Park. Kellington's 1-1. Breaking ball misses way upstairs, slipped out of the hand for ball two. Comfortable take for Tomlin. Two balls and a strike with one away. Kellington fires home. Fastball hit hard but foul on the first base side, crashing into the protective net. That stands about 3 feet above the Blue Jay dugout players, ducking for cover in that side of the diamond as the batter Tommen calls time and steps out. Marauders with a one-game lead in this division race ahead of the Threshers. Here's Kellington with the 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. The 12-6 curveball does the job again, and there's two away. Strikeout number four of the ninth out of the hand of Kellington. Brings up the cleanup man, Peyton Williams. He walked on four pitches to load the bases in the first inning. Batting 120 this season. Kellington's first pitch to him. Breaking ball. Gets a big cut and a miss. Williams emulating what my batting style would be. If I was facing Owen Kellington, it would be not making contact. The 0-1. Another breaking ball. Another strike this time called in the count 0-2. Kellington working with a quick pace. The 0-2 pitch with two down. Breaking ball misses in the dirt. Tried it a third time, but Williams laid off of it this time. Ball and two strikes with two down in the inning. Marauders infield shaded heavily to the first base side of the diamond. Kellington's 1-2 home. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Three breaking balls. Three swings and misses for out number three to end the inning. Pair of punch outs as the Blue Jays are set down. In order, we go to the fourth here at TD Ballpark. 1-1 the score between the Marauders and Blue Jays. We come back on the Marauders Radio Network. Back here on the Marauders Radio Network, Ben Picorni with you as we kick off this top half of the fourth inning in Dunedin. 1-1 the score. Mitch White, the big leaguer, back out to start the fourth inning of work in his first rehab assignment off the IL. He faces 5-6-7 in the Marauder lineup, starting with Javier Rivas. Javi struck out on three deliveries back in the first inning. First pitch breaking ball to Rivas. Javi nearly pulled the trigger, but held up as the deuce missed upstairs for ball one. White at 40 pitches in the outing. The righty's 1-0. Breaking ball this time misses low, taken by Rivas in the count 2-0. There is right-handed action in the Blue Jay bullpen. Expect that White's on some sort of a pitch count here in his first rehab spot. The 2-0. Rivas takes a breaking ball. Elevated this time for a strike. And the count 2-1. Rivas has taken more at-bats than any other Marauder this season. This is 63rd of the campaign. Here's the 2-1. Javi pops a fastball up on the right side of the infield, but it gets foul and out of play. For strike two to even up the count. Much better crowd on hand here tonight in Dunedin. Peg it at about 250 or 300. Say a crowd below 100 here last night. The 2-2 now to Rivas. Breaking ball about 2 feet outside, and somehow Javi hits it off the cap of the bat to stay alive, and the count holds up at a pair apiece. I've seen a lot less of that from Rivas as of late, swinging at non-competitive pitches. Here's the 2-2 again. Breaking ball, weakly grounded towards second, shading to his left is the second baseman, Pinto. He makes a strong sidearm toss to first in time to retire Rivas for out number one.
Third baseman, number 30, Alexander Mojica.
Javi just got out in front of the breaking ball. That's the only pitch he saw in that at-bat. As time is called and the Blue Jays manager Donnie Murphy out to the mound. And I think that's the pitch count limit for Mitch White tonight. 45 pitches. He finishes with 3 1/3 tossed. Surrendered 3 hits. 1 run. It was an unearned tally. Did not walk a man and struck out 2. The major leaguer to the dugout and a new arm out of the bullpen for Dunedin will step aside as he gets his warm-up tosses in and rejoin you with all the stats when we come back on the Marauders Radio Network.
Yeah, I'm down bad. She slammed that door and she broke my heart. That girl so got out of town fast. She bounced, so I bounced in here trying to bounce back. Ooh, I know I probably ought to throw a couple prayers up to the man upstairs. Ooh, instead of watching this bottle that was filled up just disappear. Sitting here wishing on a neon star up there hanging from behind the bar. Hoping there's a U-turn in your car. Don't know why I do, cause it never comes through. Hey, baby, what's it gonna take for my head to unhurt and my heart to unbreak? Riding on the lightning. Time. You pour it on strong and before too long, this old number 7's on round 9. A lot of dive bar downtown. Yeah. And ooh, I know I probably ought to throw a couple prayers up to the man upstairs. Ooh, instead of letting this heart stay beat down, pulling up this chair. Sitting here wishing on a neon star up there hanging from behind.
Welcome back here on the Marauder Radio Network. The new arm out of the bullpen for Dunedin is right-hander Kelvin Perez. An 0-2 record for him in 5 innings pitch. Has surrendered 10 hits, 6 earned runs, 2 home runs. Has walked 1 and struck out 5. A 10.8 ERA. His first pitch, a breaking ball to Mojica that misses way up and in for ball 1. Perez with a batting average against a 4.35. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Mojica. Breaking ball floated down the middle, taken by Mojica for strike 1. Count even at 1 apiece. Marauders power hitting corner infielder is 0-for-1 tonight. Popped out to first, his only trip thus far. Here's the 1-1. Fastball way up and in. Mojica moves out of the way of that high and tight delivery. Ball bounces to the backstop in the count 2-1. Mojica ended a nearly double-digit hit streak last night, trying to start a new one here. 2-1 pitch from Perez. Breaking ball driven deep down the left field line by Mojica. It is way out of here if it stays fair, but it does not. Mojica just early on the hung curveball. Misses a big fly by maybe 5 feet to the left of the pole. Goes down as a hard hit and deep strike number 2. Mojica frustrated as he goes back to the plate to pick up the bat. I would be too. If I could hit the ball 350 feet and just missed a homer. Count even at 2-2 with 1 away. Mojica back in the box waving the lumber above his shoulder. The 2-2 home. Hard hit ground ball through the left side. No diving play made by the shortstop, Toman. Low throw to first, scooped in time for out number 2. Mojica drilled that baseball to the left side of the diamond. The third baseman, Del Rosario, didn't have a play on it, but out of nowhere, the shortstop, Toman, diving behind him, making the play on the grass and throwing out Mojica for the second put away of the frame. Ball left the bat at 103. Harry Custodio up now. Singled in the second inning. 1-for-1 tonight. First pitch breaking ball line. Hard towards short, and Toman makes another great catch. Reaching high above his head to snare the smoked liner and end the inning. Perez gets away with a few, but ends the frame in order, picking up where Mitch White left off. We head to the bottom of the fourth. 1-1 still the score here at TD Ballpark when we come back on the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network.
Marauders fans, mark your calendars for Marauders Thirsty Thursdays on April 20th, May 11th and 25th, June 8th, 15th and 29th, as well as July 20th, August 3rd, 17th and 31st. Thirsty Thursdays will feature discounted alcohol prices for all fans 21 and over, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Get your tickets today for Marauders Thirsty Thursday at BradentonMarauders.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Back here on the Marauders Radio Network for the bottom half of the fourth at TD Ballpark. 1-1 the score between Bradenton and Dunedin thus far. Ben Picorni with you as we kick off the frame with Sam Hernandez representing the five spot in the Blue Jay lineup. He struck out on three pitches back in the first. Was one of two men responsible for not putting a ball in play with the bases loaded for Dunedin. Kellington's first of the inning. A curveball that misses high and in. In the count 1-0. Kellington with the pitch count at 45 to this point in the outing. His 1-0 delivery. A fastball drilled down the third baseline, but well foul on a line for strike one. Hernandez early on the 88-mile-an-hour fastball. Kellington shakes off a few signs from Planchard, now fires the 1-1. Breaking ball misses upstairs, 2-1 the count. That's been the consistent miss of the curveball for Kellington, just not getting that deuce to come down into the strike zone. Here's the 2-1. Does it this time. Locates the slider on the outer half, taken for a strike in the count 2-2. Kellington has punched out five to this point, the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Let's make it six, and there's first down in the bottom half of the fourth. Two in the first, one in the second, two in the third. And a five-pitch punchy to start this fourth inning for Kellington on the mound. Faces Robert Robertus, another one of his strikeout victims in the game tonight. First offering, overthrown fastball, misses the K-zone by about 2 feet for ball one. Kellington now kicking some dirt around on the mound, trying to find a better foothold perhaps, landing spot I should say. Here's the 1-0. Fastball driven deep to right field. That one's got a chance. Racing back to the track and watching it fly over the wall is Nolasco. A home run for Robertus. His first of the season makes it 2-1 Blue Jays. A cutter on the inner half of the plate and a great spot from Kellington. Robertus just caught it cleanly with a low to high swing and parked it over the high wall in right field. Brings up Salinas after the solo shot, still one away. Breaking ball from Kellington, nails the low and inside corner, taken for strike one. Next pitch, a breaking ball low in the zone, fouled off to the backstop for strike two. The first home run of the year surrendered by Kellington there in his 10-plus innings of work. The righty's 0-2 to Salinas. Fouled off, barely catching a piece of the inner half. Breaking ball to stay alive is Roque Salinas. He lined out to short his first time up, took a great snare from Rivas. The 0-2, fastball in the outer half, Kellington's first heater of this battle between the two is fouled off. We'll do it again. Fresh baseball for Kellington, working with a fury on the mound. His third 0-2 offering to Salinas on its way. Swing and a miss, strike three. Back foot breaking ball. As Salinas way off of it, for out number two and punch out number seven of the night for Owen Kellington. Sure, he'll not be happy with the run surrendered in the second and definitely with that solo blast here in this inning, but has pitched well consistently throughout this outing. And the first pitch, breaking ball to the next man up, Angel Del Rosario is taken on the inner half of the strike zone and the count 0-1. Next pitch. Another breaking ball, this time driven into right field. Racing into the gap is Nolasco. He dives and can't make the play. That one will bounce to the wall. Picked up by Gonzalez. Throw into the cutoff man. Going for third is Del Rosario. The throw there is in time. Applying the tag is Mojica. A great relay from Gonzalez to Rivas. All the way to Mojica at third, who applied the tag to the runner trying to swim out of the attempt to end the inning. Score it 8-6-5. On the double and put out, and that ends the fourth. A one-run shot here gives the Blue Jays a 2-1 lead as we head to the fifth when we come back on the Marauders Radio Network.
This town ain't big, this town ain't small, it's a little of both, they say. Our ball club may be minor league, but at least it's triple A. We sit below the Marlboro Man, above the right field wall. We do the wave all by ourselves. Hey, Ump, a blind man could have made that call. We like our beer flat as candy. We like our dogs with mustard and relish. We got a great pitcher, what's his name? Well, we can't even spell it. We don't worry about the pen as much. We just like to see the boys hit it deep. There's nothing like the view from the cheap seats. The game was close, we'll call it a win. Go off to toast the boys again. That local band is back in town. They got a kind of minor league sound. They're not that bad, they're not that good. But all in all, it's understood. We wanna dance, they wanna play. We wouldn't have it any other way.
Back here for the top of the fifth on the Marauder Radio Network. 2-1 Blue Jays the score. And a new arm to the mound, Kendry Rojas, the left-hander. First pitch to Planchart. Fastball at 95, blown by the barrel of the swinging Planchart for strike one. Rojas with an 0.96 ERA across two starts, 9 1/3 pitched. Next pitch, a fastball, this time missing way above the zone for ball one to even things up to Planchart. As I was mentioning, though, Rojas has surrendered just 5 hits and 9 1/3, 1 earned run, striking out 8 and walking 2. The 1-1 popped foul back behind home plate. It gets out of play for strike two. Planchart, 1-for-1 in the ballgame, doubled in the second inning. Rojas set the fireball on left-handers. 1-2 pitch to Giovanni Planchart is on its way. Fly ball into left center. Charging back into the gap is Santiago, the left fielder, and he makes the confident one-handed squeeze on the run for out number one.
First baseman, number 22, Nick.
Brings up Nick Cimillo. He's 0-for-1, reached on a fielder's choice in the second inning. Cimillo with the average at 182 on the live stat. Rojas set, first pitch to the 9-spot hitter, Cimillo. Fastball that misses up and away, snared by the catcher, Hernandez. Easy take for Cimillo, the count 1-0. Rojas is 1-0. Cimillo takes elevated fastball this time. It's still missing the strike zone. The count 2-0. Talking with Nick before today's game about the hits of our middle school and high school days that were blaring across the ballpark as he takes a 2-0 fastball low and in for strike one. Infield shifted to the third base side. The 2-1 pitch from Rojas. Cimillo fouls off a high fastball to the backstop for strike two, and the count even up now at a pair apiece. Rojas essentially making a start here. Is a usual man in the rotation for Dunedin. kind of similar to what Bradenton have done with Derek Diamond following up rehab guys. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Samilla way out in front of a low and away breaking ball. Goes down via the K for the first time tonight, and there's two down in the top of the fifth.
Jesus Castillo.
Brings up Jesus Castillo. He's grounded out to second and flown out to center. 0 for 2 after a 1 for 4 game last night. First offering to him from Rojas. Castillo offers a check swing and a pitch in the dirt. Appeal down to first. Yes, says the umpire Nobuki Yasuda. And the count, 0-1. Castillo with a rare at-bat from the right side of the plate. Switch hitter facing a lefty pitcher now. Rojas is 0-1 offering. Castillo takes a high and away fastball. Catcher Hernandez frames it. Might have forgotten that the home plate umpire not calling balls and strikes tonight. The 1-1. Castillo with a wild swing and a miss at a pitch nowhere near the K zone. Fastball about a foot high and half a foot outside. Goes down as strike number 2. Rojas trying to set down the Marauders in order. Here's the lefties 1-2 with two away. Fastball misses eye level above the strike zone to Castillo. An easy take in the count 2-2 now. Deuces wild to Castillo. Marauders down 2-1 here in the top of the fifth. The pitch fouled off by Castillo. Lands in the seats on the first base side. And we'll do the 2-2 again. Torero in the three spot waits on deck. Check that, the two spot. Used to seeing him in that pre-cleanup role. The 2-2 again. Check swing. Home plate umpire says Castillo went around. Ball in the dirt is thrown down to first to complete the drop third strike and to end the inning. Marauders set down in order. We're halfway through this one. 2-1 Blue Jays the score, and we come back on the Marauders Radio Network.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, September 2nd to celebrate you, the best fans in baseball. Fan Appreciation Night will feature 9 innings of prizes and giveaways, and you can't have a great night at the ballpark without some post-game fireworks presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets for this premium game today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, July 22nd as we celebrate Pride Night at Leecon Park. Your Marauders will take on Fort Myers at 6:30, and we invite all of you to take in a Marauders victory as we host Pride in the Plaza to celebrate the LGBTQ+ community. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join the Bradenton Marauders on Friday, June 9th as we celebrate Faith and Family Night at Leecon Park. The Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays at 6:30. Come be a part of an evening celebrating you and your loved ones at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Well, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, you never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim, and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love.
Back here on the Marauder Radio Network for the bottom half of the fifth in Dunedin. Blue Jays leading your Marauders 2-1 as right-hander Joshua Loshorn takes to the mound for Bradenton. Kellington's day ends with 4 pitched, 5 hits allowed. 2 earned runs, 2 walks, and 7 punch-outs. Loshorn out of LIU Brooklyn facing De La Rosa. First pitch fastball. Batter shows bunt, but pulls back, pitches called a strike, and the count 0-1. Loshorn comes set. The 0-1 offering. Fastball in the same spot on the inner half of the plate, taken again for strike 2 by De La Rosa. Loshorn looking for a 3-pitch punch out here to start his night on the rubber. The 0-2 offering. Goes to the same spot, this time with a slider in. Love that tunneling from Loshorn, but misses the K zone for ball one. Ball and two strikes to De La Rosa, who is 1-for-1 in the ballgame. Loshorn set the 1-2 home. Fouled off to the backstop, just catching a piece of the low and away. Change up off the end of the bat was De La Rosa to stay alive. Count holds at a ball and two strikes. Loshorn with a 8.44 ERA this season. The 1-2 again is shot foul. A rocket towards the Blue Jay dugout. The ball bounces back to the mound. Loshorn will toss that one aside into the Blue Jay dugout. Fresh baseball relayed to him by our home plate umpire, Nathan Hall. Still a ball and two strikes the count to De La Rosa. Loshorn set, sixth pitch of the at-bat. Swing and a miss, strike three, high fastball. Sets down the nine-spot man for out number one.
Second baseman, number one, Adrian Pinto.
Brings us back to the top of the order for the Blue Jays and Adrian Pinto. He's 2-for-2 with two singles and an RBI. First pitch breaking ball from Loshorn looped into the strike zone and taken. The count 0-1. Pinto with the live average up at 297 after his 2-for-2 day so far. The pitch. Fastball misses low and in from Loshorn. Ball in the count even at one apiece. Loshorn spent time with the New York Boulders of the Frontier League before getting picked up by the Pirates in the 20th round in 2022. His 1-1 fastballs drilled foul and out of play for a strike in the count. Moves to a ball and two. Loshorn has listed that he bats left-handed and throws with his right, obviously. I'd love to see Josh step in there and take a few cuts. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three on the ball in the dirt. Throw down to complete the drop. Third strike is in time for the second out of the inning. Pinto went after a breaking ball. That was about in the middle point of the opposite-handed batter's box. First time we've seen that tight slider thrown by Loshorn. And it does the job to set down Pinto for the second and bring Santiago up to the plate. Left fielder has walked and flied out to left. First pitch, breaking ball. The slider in back-to-back offerings from Loshorn. This one misses for ball one. Planchart flashes up the signals. Loshorn set. Here's the 1-0. Breaking ball driven deep to left, but it gets way foul and out of play. That one headed towards the bus parked in the private lot behind the third base side concourse for strike one. Still no wind factor here tonight. Quiet skies. Loshorn with the 1-1 pitch. Fastball at the knees. Called a strike in the count 1-2. Very well located right at the bottom of the strike zone. Loshorn a swing and a miss away from setting down the Blue Jays in order. Marauder right-hander comes set. The 1-2. Misses way inside with a fastball jumping out of the way of that inside heater is Santiago. It's a ball in the count, even at 2-2. Loshorn tried to throw in a little too far in. Deuces wild, now the righty set. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss, strike three. Slider in the dirt. Sets down Santiago. A trio of punch-outs in the inning, rather, as the Blue Jays go down in order. We head to the sixth, 2-1, Dunedin the score. We come back on the Marauder Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, July 14th for Nine Devils Tribute Night at Lecom Park. The Marauders will wear Nine Devils-themed jerseys to honor the Negro League pioneers of baseball in Bradenton that were a part of the game's great history that paved the way for Black and African American players in the game of baseball. Get your tickets to Nine Devils Night at BradentonMarauders.com.
Stay away from the dark side of the Force, Marauders fans, and join us at Lecon Park on Saturday, May 13th for Star Wars Night. Your Marauders will take the field in Star Wars-themed jerseys that will be available for auction, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Sarasota. There will also be post-game fireworks, so don't miss your chance to join us. Visit BradentonMarauders.com for tickets.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, May 27th at Lecon Park as we salute our country's amazing servicemen and women on Military Appreciation Night. Your Marauders will take the diamond against the Clearwater Threshers at 6:30 wearing patriotic-themed jerseys.
Back here on the Marauder Radio Network, top six in Dunedin. Blue Jays up 2-1. Rojas out for another inning. His first pitch to Terrero, who lays a bunt down right in front of the mound, picked up by Rojas, scooped and thrown to first. And plenty of time to get Terrero for out number one.
Right fielder,
the versatility of Terrero on display there, but couldn't get the job done. Can hit for power, but also tries to lay down bunt singles, that time unsuccessfully. The three spot of Rodolfo Nolasco up now. He hit one all the way to the warning track his last time up. Has also doubled in the game back in the first, 1-for-2 so far. Drives a first pitch fastball down the left field line. That one's going to touch down and roll all the way into the corner. Nolasco turns on the Jets. He heads for two. Ball picked up and left by Santiago. Nolasco will stop on second after a wide turn with a one-out double, his second two-bagger of the ball game.
Number 27, Tres Gonzalez.
Puts the tying run in scoring position for Bradenton. Nolasco has been a treat to watch in these first two games. Has taken seven at-bats, collected three hits, two of them doubles. Now a chance for Tres Gonzalez to drive him in and tie this game up. Nolasco, a stocky outfielder, but gives him the benefit of having a little bit more pop at the dish. Gonzalez 0-for-2 in the game at the plate. First pitch, breaking ball misses up and in, and the count 1-0. Tress reached on an error in the first. That saw Nolasco come around to score the Marauders' only run of the game so far. Also flied out to left. Rojas set the 1-0 pitch to Gonzalez with Nolasco standing on second. Fastball misses low and in. Tress watches it all the way into the glove for ball two. Rojas has surrendered just two walks in nearly 10 innings pitched this season. Gonzalez ahead in the count here. 2-0 delivery. Nolasco is going to take off and try to steal third. It's lined into the diving glove of the shortstop. He'll double off Nolasco, and that'll end the inning. Rojas given a gift there as Gonzalez just missed an RBI knock, and that'll end the inning. Blue Jays still up by one as we go to the home sixth when we come back on the Marauders Radio Network.
Don't miss out on the great weekly.
Marauders fans, join us at Lecon Park on Friday, May 12th to celebrate Women in Sports Night as your Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30. Get your tickets today at BradentonMarauders.com to help us celebrate the many outstanding women that make up a huge part of the world of sports.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, July 14th for Nine Devils Tribute Night at Lecon Park. The Marauders will wear Nine Devils-themed jerseys to honor the Negro League pioneers of baseball in Bradenton that were a part of the game's great history that paved the way for Black and African American players in the game of baseball. Get your tickets to Nine Devils Night at BradentonMarauders.com.
Stay away from the dark side of the Force, Marauders fans, and join us at Lecon Park on Saturday, May 13th for Star Wars Night. Your Marauders will take the field in Star Wars-themed jerseys that will be available for auction, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Sarasota. There will also be post-game fireworks, so don't miss your chance to join us. Visit BradentonMarauders.com for tickets.
Back here for the bottom of the sixth on the Marauders Radio Network. Ben Picorni with you here at TD Ballpark. 2-1, the score in favor of the single-A team of the Toronto Blue Jays. Loshorn out for another inning. First pitch fastball from him just misses the bottom third of the strike zone for ball one. Tucker Tomlin at the plate. He's 0-for-2 in the game. Thank goodness he's good defensively with a average below 180. Takes a fastball in the outer half for strike one to even up the count. Loshorn set the even offering from the righty. Curveball driven into left field. Routine play, though, for Gonzalez, who settles under it. Makes the waist-high one-handed catch for the first out.
First baseman, number 40, Peyton Williams.
Loshorn has faced four batters, has struck out three of them. Now faces Peyton Williams, who has struck out and walked in the game. Big left-handed power hitter with the average at 118 through the first 16 games of the season. Takes a low and in breaking ball from Loshorn that just misses for ball one. Loshorn continually driving that ERA down. His 1-0. This is inside with a back foot slider. Sliding the body out of the way as the batter. Williams takes it for a ball in the count 2-0. Loshorn has the signs from Planchy. Comes set. 2-0 pitch. Fastball hit hard towards first. Diving grab by Snick Cimillo. He steps on the bag at first. And that'll be the second put away of the inning. Cimillo, the catcher playing at first base tonight, shows off the glove and reaction skills to put the Marauders one out away from getting out of this frame. Brings up Sam Hernandez. He's 0-for-2 with two Ks on the line. Loshorn would love to punch him out for a third time tonight to end this inning. Righty at the belt. Pitch on its way. High fastball waved at and missed by Hernandez for strike one. Loshorn with the hands resting at the belt, the 0-1. Another fastball, another wild hack and a miss for strike two. Elevated it on the inner half of the plate. So tough for a batter to get the barrel around to that delivery. Loshorn set, no balls, two strikes, two away the pitch from the Marauder right-hander. Driven to left field. Back to the track goes Torero. He makes a comfortable grab for the third out. Loshorn has faced six and set down six through two innings of work in relief. We go to the seventh inning here in Dunedin. Blue Jays 2, Marauders 1 the score, and we come back on the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network. Here on the Marauders Radio Network, Ben Picorni with you as we kick off this top of the seventh inning. Rivas leading it off with Bradenton trailing 2-1. He takes a wild hack and a miss at a breaking ball way off the strike zone in the count 0-1. Rivas has struck out and grounded out in the game. The 0-1 pitch from Rojas. Another pitch in the dirt. About a foot outside. Swung on and missed by Rivas for strike two. Rojas' 0-2 pitch. Rivas lays off of the breaking ball. About 2 feet in front of home plate. Held the barrel up in time on the check swing for ball one. It's been the problem for Javi this year. Some bad swings and misses, but when he connects, the ball really flies. The 1-2. Swing and a miss at a low breaking ball for strike three. And out, number one.
Third baseman, number 30.
Brings up Mojica. He's popped out to first and grounded out to short. Making solid contact, though, in that last at-bat that took a diving stop from the shortstop, Tucker Tobin. Rojas shakes off the first signs, now the first pitch to Mojica. Breaking ball misses low, taken for a ball in the count 1-0. Left-hander rocks and fires the 1-0 pitch. Mojica takes back foot breaking ball that misses the K-zone in the count 2-0. 2-1 Dunedin, the score here in the top of the seventh. Marauders trying to make a little more late magic to come back and tie this thing up. Here's the 2-0. Mojica takes a breaking ball, hung down the middle for strike one. Didn't see enough of a pitch that he liked there on the slider. Now the 2-1 home. Mojica leans out of the way of a high and tight chin music fastball in the count 3-1. Custodio waits on deck for the Marauders. Rojas has the sign, the 3-1. Breaking ball misses. Ball 4, and Mojica draws the 5-pitch free pass with one away to put the tying run on base for Bradenton here in the top of the seventh.
Number 7, Howry Custodio.
Brings up Custodio. Howry is 1-for-2 in the game. Has singled and lined out to the shortstop. Narrowly missing an extra base hit on that line out. Rojas set first pitch to Custodio. Howry takes, fastball misses inside for ball one. Custodio has a long ball this year and 6 RBI. Hitting 267. The 1-0 pitch from Rojas. Custodio takes another inside fastball that misses the K-zone by about half a foot for ball two. Control lacking in these last two batters faced. For Rojas, Mojica leads off first, very conservative lead, the 2-0. Popped foul on the right side. Gets out of play for strike one. Custodio jammed by an up-and-in fastball out of the hand of Rojas. Neutral count, 2 balls and a strike with one away. Mojica, the runner on first, represents the tying tally in this game. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Custodio fooled by a breaking ball in the dirt for strike two. Count even to Custodio, and he'll call time and step out. Regrips the pine tar, nods his head and digs back in. 2-2 the count with one away. Marauders down 2-1 here in the top of the seventh. Mojica leads off first. The pitch to Custodio from Rojas. Breaking ball in the dirt, very well blocked by the catcher Hernandez to keep that one at bay and prevent Mojica from advancing to second. It's a ball in the count, full to Custodio. Howry has enough pop in that bat to untie this, or rather, tie if not take the lead in this game. Full count, one out, runner on first, Marauders down by a run. The pitch to Custodio. Takes breaking ball, called strike three. Howry gets ABS'd for the second out of the inning. Just can't go down looking in that scenario there. I'll agree with Howry and say that pitch looked well below the strike zone. The robots strike again, and there's two away. Planchard to the plate, 1-for-2 with a double and a flyout. He takes a wild wave and a miss at a breaking ball in the dirt for strike one. Marauders in the bottom half of this lineup struggling to hit breaking ball offerings. Rojas is at 0-1 the count with two away of the pitch. Swing and a miss, breaking ball for strike two. Have not seen a fastball in a while from Kendry Rojas, the left-hander for Dunedin. Blanchy's going to call time, steps out, taps both toes with his bat and digs back in. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Here in the top of the seventh, Marauders down by a run. The pitch. Bouncing ball up the middle. Toman shades behind the bag at second and takes the short route with the underhand toss to the covering Pinto to retire Mojica and end the inning. Marauders get no runs on no hits, no errors. They leave a man as we stretch here in Dunedin with the score Dunedin 2, Bradenton 1 when we come back. Back here on the Marauders Radio Network, Ben Picorni with you. After the stretch for the bottom of the seventh inning, Blue Jays 2, Marauders 1 the score. Loshorn out for another inning of work on the hill facing the 6, 7, and 8 spots, starting with Robert Robertus. He takes an outer half fastball that is somehow registered as a ball on ABS in the count 1-0. Robertus, 1 for 2 in the game, a strikeout and a solo home run that gives Dunedin this one-run lead. Breaking ball, wild wave and a miss for strike one. And the count even up. Loshorn has struck out three through two perfect innings in relief thus far. Righty set at the belt, even offering on its way. Pop fly, third base side of the infield, but it'll tail out of play for strike two. The 1-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Breaking ball sets down Robertus for out number one here in the bottom of the seventh and gives Loshorn his fourth strikeout in the ballgame. Seven spot man Roque Salinas up now. He has struck out and lined out. Drives a fastball into left center field. Racing into the gap is Tres Gonzalez. He makes the snare on the run for out number two. Well struck off the bat of Salinas. But as boys from Momentum would say, good swing, you out. And there's two away. Angel Del Rosario up now. One for two with a strikeout and a double. Mojica plays in on the grass at third. Loshorn set, trying to work three perfect frames. Fastball registers as a strike on the inner half as the batter showed bunt but pulled back. Regardless, the count 0-1. Loshorn with the fresh baseball comes set. No balls, a strike, and two down in the inning. Pitch from the Marauder righty. Breaking ball well located, low and in, but registers as a ball on the automatic balls and strike system in the count 1-1. Mojica's still on the grass at third, the 1-1 pitch. Check swing at an inner half breaking ball. Umpire says he does not go around. A ball in the count, 2-1. Blue Jays up 2-1 here in the bottom of the seventh. Loeschorn trying to set down Dunedin in order for the third straight inning. The 2-1 swing and a miss. Slider about a foot and a half outside. Draws a unbelievably wild swing and a miss for strike two. Deuces wild. Loeschorn set. Hunting punch out number 5 and perfect inning number 3. Hard hit grounder towards third. Mojica picks it up between the wickets. Strong throw across the diamond in time to get the speedy Del Rosario by about half a step to end the inning. 3 perfect innings in relief for Joshua Loeschorn. And we go to the eighth with the Blue Jays leading 2-1. Marauders chasing a run with 6 outs to work with when we come back on the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network. Back here on the Marauders Radio Network for the top of the eighth. Baby Buckos trailing the Blue Jays 2-1 here. 6 outs to work with. 9-1-2 in the order with Nick Cimillo leading it off. He's 0-2 in the game with a strikeout. Has also reached on a fielder's choice. First pitch, check swing at a low breaking ball. Umpire says he went around for strike one. No balls and a strike to Cimillo leading off the frame. The next offering. Fastball driven into center field. Can of corn for De La Rosa as he squeezes it for out number one.
Second baseman, number 54.
Flips it back to the top of the Marauder order in Jesus Castillo. Lights taking full effect here at TD Ballpark now. Clearwater currently leading St. Lucie 9-4. First pitch, Castillo seizes a low breaking ball way below the knees for ball one. Castillo has struck out, flied out, and grounded out tonight. Be a great time for a base hit here, the 1-0. Fastball right down the middle, taken for strike one and the count even. Rojas working quickly, here's the 1-1. Breaking ball just misses outside. Great take by Jesus in the count, 2-1 now. The Florida State League leader in walks drawn. Trying to get on base here. The 2-1. Breaking ball in the same spot. Call the ball. And the count, 3-1 now to Castillo. He reached to spark the ninth inning rally last night. Could do it here in the eighth. The 3-1. Fastball misses inside, ball four. Castillo draws the 5-pitch. 90-foot free pass. To put the tying run on with one away here in the top of the eighth inning. Brings up Emmanuel Torero. He was the hero last night with a 3-run bomb that put the Marauders up by a pair before Mike Walsh closed it out. I'd love another long ball off the bat of Emmanuel here. First pitch takes Fastball misses low. Catcher tries to frame it. Somebody please tell him that it's an ABS game. Just watching him sit there after every pitch that's not called a strike. Castillo with a hearty leadoff first. The 1-0 pitch to Terrero. Fastball misses inside and the count 2-0. Rojas has had no problems with control to this point, but has thrown 6 of his last 7 deliveries for balls. The 2-0. Terrero takes. Breaking ball misses low in the count 3-0. The dangerous batter Adolfo Nolasco waits on deck. I'd weather to bet that the take sign is on here for Terrero in the 3-0 count. Walk would push Castillo onto second with the tying run then in scoring position. Here's the 3-0 pitch. Breaking ball misses. Ball 4. 4 straight. Pitches out of the K zone. Back-to-back walks. Pushes Castillo the tying run up to second and sees Terrero reach for the first time tonight with one away in the inning. That draws a mound visit from Blue Jays pitching coach Corey Rorden. Terrero and Castillo both with incredible speed on the base paths. And the only man that's recorded a hit off Kendry Rojas this far, Rodolfo Nolasco, steps to the plate. He's 2-for-3 with 2 doubles in the ballgame. Parking one in the gap here could bring in definitely one, if not both men, to score and give Bradenton the lead. A clutch spot here for Nolasco. Mound meeting concluded. Blue Jays return to their defensive post. Catcher Hernandez parked back behind home plate. And in steps Rodolfo Nolasco. Castillo the tying run on second. First pitch to Nolasco from Rojas. Breaking ball misses way inside. Catcher Hernandez dives to his left like he's saving a penalty kick in soccer to stop that one from rolling to the backstop. Runners stay where they are in the count 1-0. Rojas shakes off the first few signs. Has thrown 7 consecutive balls. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Nolasco. Breaking ball hung down the middle. Rodolfo comes unglued but swings and misses for strike 1 to even up the count. Tying run on second for Bradenton is Jesus Castillo. Terrero, the go-ahead man on first. One away in the top of the eighth in a 2-1 game. The 1-1 pitch. Brackfoot slider misses again in the count 2-1 to Lasco with another comfortable take. 2 balls and a strike to him. Rojas looks in for the signs, nods and sets. Lefty at the belt, the 2-1 to Nolasco. Breaking ball bounces in the dirt, 2 feet in front of home. Blocked with the chest by the catcher, Hernandez. A ball in the count, 3-1. I think Nolasco is going to absolutely uncork on this ball if it's anywhere near the middle of the strike zone. 3-1, one away, tying run on second. Go-ahead run on first in the top of the eighth. The pitch from Rojas. Fly ball deep to left. Broken bat, though. It won't get out of here. Oh, my goodness. And there's 2 away. Nolasco just misses a big fly.
Center fielder, number 27.
Got an elevated breaking ball on the inner half of the plate, but could not lift it into the grass. And now 2 down. Marauders at risk of leaving both men on here. But the always steady bat of Tres Gonzalez stepping in now. Tres has reached on an air, flied out, and lined out. Drove a liner towards the shortstop, Toman, who dove to make a grab, then doubled off Nolasco. Gonzalez barely missing an RBI chance there now. Can rectify that as he takes a fastball down the middle for strike 1. Worry that this might be the last real solid chance the Marauders might have to plate some runs and tie this thing up. Rojas set, no balls, 1 strike, 2 down in the inning. The pitch taking off for third is Castillo. Ball gets to the backstop. Jesus takes a wide turn at third but stops up there. Double steal and a wild pitch. Sees Terrero and Castillo both move into scoring position, give them both a stolen base. have to think that the catcher Hernandez just took his eye off the ball when he saw Castillo and Terrero break for the bases. Ball in the count, 1-1 now. Base hit would give Bradenton the lead with two speedsters in scoring position. Pressure spot for Gonzalez in the batter's box. Count even at one apiece. Rojas, the lefty, comes set. A pause, and the pitch to Gonzalez. Chopper towards first, backing up on it as Williams. He makes the glove play, flip to the pitcher. He steps on the bag, and the inning is over. The Marauders strand two in scoring position. They still trail by one as we go to the bottom of the eighth in Dunedin when we come back on the Marauders Radio Network.
Have a little love on a little honeymoon. You got a little dish and you got a little spoon. A little bitty house and a little bitty yard. A little bitty dog and a little bitty car. But it's all right to be a little bitty. A little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. Bitty baby in a little bitty gown. It'll grow up in a little bitty town. A big yellow bus and little bitty books. It all started with a little bitty look. Well, it's all right to be a little bitty. A little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. Got a job and a little bitty check. A six-pack of beer and a television set. Little bitty world goes around and around. Little bit of silence and a little bit of sound. A good old boy and a pretty little girl start all over in a little bitty world. Little bitty plan and a little bitty dream. It's all.
Back here for the bottom of the eighth on the Marauders Radio Network. 2-1 Blue Jays, still the score. Marauders turn to left-hander Yoldeen De La Paz out of the bullpen to try and keep Bradenton within a run. He'll face 9-1-2 in the Blue Jay lineup, starting with Marcos De La Rosa. Loshorn's day ends with three pitched, or allowed no hits. In fact, he threw three perfect innings. We'll just leave it at that. First pitch, fastball from De La Paz, fouled off for strike one. Loshorn punched out four and three perfect innings in relief. Did not walk a man. 0-1. High fastball from De La Paz catches the up and in corner for strike two called. And he's quickly ahead against De La Rosa. De La Paz, the lefty with a long pause, now steps and fires the 0-2 pitch. Hard hit ground ball towards the middle. Diving play, but Rivas almost overshoots it. And reaching with a leadoff single is De La Rosa. Rivas laid out for that one. The ball went underneath him around the waistline area, though. Might have been one that would be better to slide on the knees, kind of pull up on. 6-6 shortstop. Supermanning over the baseball. And an insurance run reaches with nobody out here in the bottom of the eighth for the Blue Jays. They have a righty warming up in their bullpen. De La Paz, the first pitch to Pinto. Backdoor slider just misses up and away for ball one. De La Paz with a 4.5 ERA in four innings pitched this season. He's allowed two earned runs, six hits, walking four, and striking out four. The 1-0 pitch. Runner goes for second. Swing and a miss. Throw down from Planchard is in time to get the runner. Score it 2-4 on the caught stealing, and there's one away. First caught stealing of the season for Giovanni Planchard. Tag from Castillo got the base runner on the foot as he was sliding into the bag. A strike on the pitch and the count even at 1-1. Next offering from De La Paz, a overthrown heater that bounces way in front of home plate for ball two. 2-1 Blue Jays with one away in the bottom of the eighth. De La Paz trying to keep it that way. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. Inner half cutter. Pinto swings over the top of it for strike two to even up the count. He's 2-for-3 with an RBI today. Batter calls time, steps out, immediately digs back in. De La Paz set, steps and fires the 2-2. Fastball misses up and in. Pinto raises the shoulders and arms and lets that one go on to the glove of Planchart and the count full at 3-2. De La Paz rocks and fires the full count offering. Swing and a miss, strike three, elevated fastball. Strikes out Pinto for the second. Man down here in the bottom of the eighth. Brings up the two-spot man, Glenn Santiago. He's walked, flied out, and struck out in a couple trips tonight. De La Paz rocks and fires home. Breaking ball just misses up and away. De La Paz a couple times has just missed kicking in that back door with the slider. 1-0 the count with two away. Infielders playing back for Bradenton. Outfield shifted to the right side. De La Paz with a long pause now rocks and fires the 1-0. Back foot breaking ball misses way low and in. 2-0 the count. De La Paz came set with 12 seconds on the pitch clock. Waited all 12 of those seconds before stepping and firing to the plate. Lefty out of the stretch, the 2-0. Fastball. Read by a ball on ABS somehow, and the count 3-0. Hitter-friendly 3-0 count to Santiago. De La Paz fires and misses way low for ball four. Four pitch, two out walk. Puts Santiago on via the free pass for the second time tonight, and a one out. Or one base runner on here with two away for Tucker Thoman. Shortstop is 0-for-3 tonight, batting just 185 this season. But makes up for that with good defensive work. De La Paz fires. First pitch fastball misses up and away. Five straight pitches missing the strike zone from De La Paz. Leading off the bag at first is Santiago. Next pitch, weakly chopped back up the middle, charging it as Castillo picks it up off the turf. Strong throw to Samillo, stretching at first. Gets the speedy Thoman to end the inning. No runs off a hit, no errors and one left. We go to the ninth here at TD Ballpark. Marauders chasing a run with three outs to work with, trying to make a little Marauder magic in the ninth and back-to-back nights when we come back on the Marauders Radio Network. In Toronto, the Blue Jays won. Back here on the Marauders Radio Network for the top of the ninth from TD Ballpark in Dunedin. 2-1 Blue Jays the score. Marauders will have 5, 6, and 7 at the plate trying to mount a late rally. will have to do it through the closer. Lazaro Estrada, the right-hander with a 4.91 ERA, has tossed 7 1/3 this season. In 4 appearances, he's given up 7 hits, 4 earned runs, has walked 2 and struck out 11 opponents, batting just .241 against him. Rodgers trying to create some magic in back-to-back nights in the ninth inning. In another offensively lacking ball game from both teams. Javi Rivas leading it off 0-3 with a pair of strikeouts tonight. First pitch to him from Estrada. Fastball right down the middle, taken by Rivas for strike one. 94-mile-an-hour heater. Rocking and firing the 0-1 is Estrada. Fastball misses up and away. Comfortable take for Rivas in the count one. And when we had Craig Warzeka join us for a late rally last night now, Rebecca Rivette tuning in hopefully can provide that magic here for the Baby Bucks. Infield playing back towards the grass. The 1-1 pitch to Rivas. Javi takes fastball up and away. Yikes, called strike two. Pitch didn't look far off from the 0-1 pitch. Called the ball. I think players and myself alike still struggling to find the strike zone on ABS. Seems to be ever-changing. 1-2 the count. Rivas digs in. Estrada rocks and fires home. Swing and a miss. Rivas fooled by a breaking ball yet again. And there's one away. Brings up the sixth spot of Alexander Mojica. He's popped out to first, grounded out, and reached on a walk. He's got the power in the bat to tie this game up with one swing. Marauders have just monumentally struggled to hit the breaking ball here tonight. Estrada's first pitch to Mojica. Fastball misses up and away, 1-0 the count. Mojica with the live average at .279. Has one homer and 8 RBI. Nearly missed a long ball last night. Here's the 1-0. Breaking ball up in the zone. Mojica takes it. Pitch looked like it was right down the middle, but it's called a ball. And ABS does the Marauders a favor there. The count 2-0. Third baseman Del Rosario hugging the line down the left side. The 2-0 pitch. Mojica takes a fastball in the dirt and the count 3-0. If Mojica reaches here, I'd like to say that the Marauders would put a pinch runner out there for him. 3-0 with one away, dugout getting loud for Bradenton, the pitch. Mojica takes, fastball in the inner half, called strike one. Still a hitter-friendly 3-1 count to the Marauders. Power-hitting corner infielder. Estrada with a long exhale comes set. 3 on the pitch clock. And the 3-1. Right down the middle. Pitch clock hit 0, but for some reason, no violation called. A strike in the count. Full to Mojica. Takes back-to-back heaters down the middle. Estrada set. 3-2. 1 away. Marauders down by a run. Bases empty. The pitch. Mojica takes. Tight take on a check swing. And he draws ball 4.
Designated hitter, number 7, Howery Custodio.
Second walk of the night that Mojica has drawn. And Jonathan Johnston calls the pinch runner out there. It'll be Davies Nadal in to run for Mojica at first. He represents the tying run with one away here in the top of the ninth inning. Brings up Howery Custodio. He's 1-for-3 with a single, a line out, and a looking K. Nadal, the pinch runner on first. Handful of stolen bases for him on the season. A steal a home on Sunday afternoon at Lecom Park. Custodio with a lot of power in the bat has showcased it tonight. First pitch fastball misses. Wow, called a strike. Marauder dugout, can't believe it. Custodio calls time, takes his helmet off, drops his bat to the ground. Ball hit the dirt and registered as a strike on ABS. The count 0-1. Pitch clock rolls. Nadal leads off first, held on by Williams. Estrada set. Pickoff throw there, diving back in time without a tag applied as Davies Nadal. Estrada checks Nadal. Comes set. Davies dancing off the bag there. The 0-1 pitch to Custodio. Fastball driven deep to right, but it gets foul and out of play for strike two. Custodio digs back in, down in the count, 0-2 with one away. Davies Nadal, the runner on first, represents the tying mark in this ballgame. Rodgers trying to make some more ninth inning magic. Estrada set. Catcher sets up outside the pitch. Man, Custodio chases a fastball way off the strike zone for strike three and out number two. Marauders down to their last chance in the form of Giovanni Planchart. Planchi has doubled, flied out, and reached on a fielder's choice tonight. Estrada set, one out away from a win for the Blue Jays. Planchart way late with the swing at a high fastball for strike one. He instantly calls time and steps out. No balls and a strike with two away. Estrada's pitch. Planchart fouls it off towards the press box. Barely catches the last line of netting. Oh, pitch doesn't count. It's called a balk. A balk is called. So no pitch. And that'll see Davies Nadal move into scoring position on second. So the count still only 0-1 to Planchart after he fouled that one off. Now a base hit would tie this thing up for Bradenton. Catcher and pitcher conference about it. Returning behind home plate is Hernandez. The backstop for the Blue Jays. So the count back to 0-1. Davies Nadal advances to second on the balk call. Base hit would tie this thing up. Planchart in a pressure spot here. Batting just 133. No better time to jump the average up than now. Pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. Planchi takes that one comfortably for ball one to even up the count. Drama and back-to-back nights here in Dunedin. Nadal takes an unopposed lead off the bag at second. Ball and a strike to count to Planchart with two away. Marauders chasing a run here in the ninth. The pitch. Fouled off to the backstop for strike two by Planchart. Ball and two strikes with two away. Nadal the tying run on second. Estrada shakes off a couple of signs. The righty now sets, checks Nadal. Looking for a strike to close the game out the pitch. Nadal takes off. Planchart fouls off an eye-level fastball out of play to stay alive. And we'll do the 1-2 again. Ball and two strikes the count to Planchart with two away. Nadal took off with the last delivery. We'll see what Davies does here. Estrada sets the 1-2 again to Planchart with two down in the ninth. Time called. Catcher calls time. Notice that the pitch clock was at 1 second. Just saved an automatic ball there for his right-hander Estrada. The righty for the Blue Jays rests the glove on the front hip, looks in for the signs. Comes set, checks Nadal. The 1-2 again to Planchart. Swing and a miss, strike three, game over. Marauders lose 2-1. Just four hits in the game for Bradenton. And the Blue Jays with a combined batting average of around 185. 181 to be exact. Squeeze out a win here tonight. They got a solid start from Major League rehabber Mitch White, who threw 3 1/3. Only run of the game that the Marauders scored was in an unearned fashion. They had chances with two on and in scoring position multiple times in the game, but as we've seen far too many times this season, leaving men on and leaving men on in scoring position. The final line score, one run off just four hits for Bradenton. No errors committed by the Marauders defensively. They leave seven on base and go 0-for-7 with runners in scoring position in the ballgame. The Blue Jays with two runs off just six hits themselves. They commit one error defensively. That allowed a run to come into score. They leave four on and go 1-for-4 with runners in scoring position. Game gets wrapped up in 2 hours and 2 minutes here tonight. A quick affair that sees the Marauders fall short in front of a crowd of around 200 here tonight at TD Ballpark. The win in the contest goes to Kelvin Perez. His record moves to 1-2 this season. The loss handed to the Marauders starter, Owen Kellington, who pitched well. He gave up just two earned runs in four innings, struck out seven, and walking two, a solo home run in the fourth inning off the bat of Robert Robertus, the decider in this one here tonight. Give the save in the ballgame to Estrada, his second of the season. We'll be back here again tomorrow night, 6:30, first pitch from Dunedin. Hoping the Marauders can find some offense in that one. They pitched far too well to come up short in this effort. No fault can be put on Kellington, especially not Joshua Loshorn, who followed up with three perfect innings in relief, and then De La Paz's scoreless frame in the eighth. Marauders expected to start Alessandro Urcolani tomorrow night. The San Marini's right-hander will make his third start on the hill in the 2023 campaign. I'm your voice of the Marauders, Ben Picorni. The final once more here tonight at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays 2, Marauders 1. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. In spite of the outcome, Marauders fans, we'll do it again tomorrow and try to start a new win streak when we come back here for first pitch at 6:30 on the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network. So long for now.
Majesties.